And also, since then, there's been lots of fundraising and work continuing. This is the thing, that the TV cameras disappear, the radio teams disappear, the newspapers disappear. But this is why we wanted to come back today and see what the situation is. And I've got a couple of people with me now who've been doing their bit to help with that fundraising. Now, Dave, just introduce yourself. You're from Lincolnshire Freemasons.
That's right. I'm Dave Wheeler, and my official title is the Provincial Grandmaster for Lincolnshire.
All right, I was underselling him then. He's the Grandmaster. So, tell us about what you were doing or what you have been doing since the floods here in Wainfleet.
Well, charity is a big part of what Freemasons do, and we do support national and international appeals. And, of course, this was on our doorstep, and all of the members of the Lincolnshire province were really keen to help. And the way we felt we could help was to make a decent donation to the Charity Foundation Fund, which we did. So we, within a couple of hours of being discussed, we managed to raise £75,000, which we pledged straight away, and about another £9,000 followed on towards the total of £100,000 that the foundation wanted to raise.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, that's so generous of the members to get that amount of funding as well. And funnily enough, today, you didn't know this afternoon tea was going on, but you've just been and had an update meeting. So what is the update? How are things going?
Well, I think because of the work involved, everybody was conscious, he went to the right places and helped the right people. And talking to Sue, who you're going to speak to in a minute, we're so reassured that the money that our people have donated has gone absolutely to the right people, to the right places. And the process that we've had explained to us today is absolutely fantastic.
Very, very pleased with what's been going on. Let's talk to Sue then, who is from the Community Foundation. Tell us a little bit about what the Community Foundation is.
The Community Foundation is a grant-making trust. So we're set up to provide positive outcomes for people by giving grants, helping groups develop so that they can reach out to vulnerable people and families and people with disabilities in their community.
So when Dave came knocking on your door and said, right, we want to help, you must have been quite pleased.
Very much so. We were pleased to be a part of the appeal in the early days and to meet up with the Freemasons. And hopefully we've got a relationship that we can continue in the future. And also, as part of that appeal, that was a substantial amount donated. We can lever in some other funding as well, whether it be from local fundraising activities or other corporates and community organisations.
What happens to that money? Where does it go? Who gets it? And how does it help?
What happens to the money is that people who are affected by the floods will be given a grant to support them in the process of recovery, whether that's to buy goods, to pay for alternative living costs or some uninsured costs, some travelling costs. However that family's been impacted, they can come to us and access the fund. We helped 61 families of the 73 who were affected, and we've given over 50,000 away already. We responded within 7 days of the appeal launching.
Wow, and the way that you worked with the people here in Wainfleet, how did that happen? Were you kind of on the doorstep? Did you come here to Coronation Hall? What actually happened, the logistics of it?
Yes, I came up to Coronation Hall. There were drop-in sessions, so I came. It was all the information, the PR was put out through the local authority, through East Lindsay. We were partners in that recovery process. People could call me by my mobile, they could email me, they could come and see me. I've heard some heartfelt stories like yourself, and still are continuing to support those families.
And what was it like? You were here at Coronation Hall. You were talking to people who'd lost their homes. They were underwater. They must have been absolutely shell-shocked.
They were. So it wasn't about the money, just about the money. It was for people to have someone to talk to. This hall was crucial in that. I saw that from day one. And it was very important for us to bring the fund to them and not be a remote funder sitting in an office somewhere outside of the area and allocating money on that basis. They needed to see someone, to be able to speak to someone, to see how that funding might help them.
So very much the personal touch and a face for people to talk to as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We have to be here. We're a local charity and we want to be visible in our communities.
What happens now? The work's still ongoing and will be for some time.
It is. Recovery for some families could take up to 2 years. We're in phase two of the funding, so dealing with hardship, specific hardship. That's open until the 31st of October. We'll then regroup, maybe have a conversation with the funders, with other partners, and see how we'll allocate the funding in the future.
OK, Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for everything that you've done. Dave, you listening to what Sue was saying and how the money's being spent, you must be proud that that money's going to do so much good.
I really am. I'm really proud of the efforts that people have made to raise the funding, and then also the effects and how it's working locally. I'm a Lincolnshire person. All the Lincolnshire Freemasons wanted to do everything they possibly could, and we just felt this was a really good way to get that process started. And I'm just in awe of what I've heard today. I think it's absolutely superb.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you both for joining us on BBC Radio Lincolnshire today. Keep up the good work. It's making a huge difference to those people who were affected in those June floods. It's Sue Taylor with you on the afternoon show on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Let's have some more music.